This is Dr. Sachdeva, spelled S-A-C-H-D-E-V-A, address 175 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 108, San Jose, California, dictating a consultation note on patient Julissa Roldan. First name is Julissa, J-U-L-I-S-S-A, J-U-L-L, J-U-L-I-S-S-A, last name Roldan, R-O-L-D-A-N. Date of birth 5/2/2011. This letter is being written to Dr. Bindiya Singh. First name is Bindiya, B-I-N-D-Y-A. Last name is Singh, S-I-N-G-H Singh. Address 135 North Jackson Avenue, Suite 202, San Jose, California 95116. Telephone number 408-926-9600, fax number 408-926-9645. Dear Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H, thank you for asking me to see this delightful 11-year-old girl, 11-year-old female in allergy consultation, period. Her history is probably quite well known to you, but I shall highlight some pertinent features, period. Julissa, J-U-L-I-S-S-A, came to our office on 8/31/2022 with history of recurring hives and some food allergies which required emergency room visit about 1 month ago, period. From her allergy period, Julissa has history of minor asthma for which she has used albuterol inhaler and is doing well. She also has history of minor allergic rhinitis for which she takes some Benadryl and that is generally quite effective, period. There was history of eczema in infancy which was treated with creams and she is much better, period. She is not exposed to any pets or smokers, period. Overall, she has been in decent health, period. There is history. Recently, she went to emergency room after experiencing some hives and stickiness in her throat, with possibly some shortness of breath after consuming some green juice Amazon. Bought from Amazon. We are not sure what the ingredients are, but possibly spinach, kale, cactus, moringa, ginger, blueberry, or perhaps many others, period. In any event, she gives history of itchy throat and tongue with banana and avocado, period. Certainly, those foods should be avoided, and I have also recommended that because of unknown ingredients in this particular drink, she should not be consuming any food. She should not be consuming that drink again, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, and they understood my instructions quite well, period. As you know, she has been given EpiPen, and certainly EpiPen instructions were provided, and family was told, and a detailed discussion of anaphylaxis was carried out, and mother was told to use EpiPen and then call 911 or go to emergency room in case of anaphylaxis, period. Appropriate English and Spanish handouts were given, period. Her itchy mouth and tongue are generally quite minor and resolve without any significant problem, period. She has used Benadryl for some allergies and mouths and possibly for itchy tongue and throat with a definite benefit, period. examination revealed a very pleasant 11-year-old who did not demonstrate any abnormal findings, period. I discussed with family in great detail the pathophysiology of allergies and its relationship to various foods, period. Family was quite appreciative for all the information that was provided, period. We gave them a lot of literature to read and answered all their questions, period. Certainly avoidance is the only therapy for any obvious food reactions, period. Allergy blood RAS testing revealed her RAS testing results are as follows. Total IgE 1420, which is extremely elevated, period. She has significant positive reaction to Timothy grass and a few foods like number one avocado, number two passion fruit, number three banana, period. She also demonstrates just about positive reaction to every fruit and vegetable, and that generally is due to allergic cross-sensitization, a result causing oral allergy syndrome, which is expressed by itchy mouth and tongue. And would generally resolve without any medications, period. She could certainly use Benadryl if required, period. In view of many positive reactions to different foods and also her getting significant reaction to an unknown drink, I am recommending that she be she be referred to Children's Hospital at Stanford for possible challenge studies, period. We are not equipped here to do challenge studies, and hopefully some more studies could be done to explain the possible offending foods in addition to the one we already know are causing the problem, period. New paragraph, detailed EpiPen instructions were discussed, and in addition to family was told to watch a YouTube video and learn how to use EpiPen. I also instructed them to refill her EpiPen prescription every year. Number four, in case of a reaction, the family should go to emergency room or call 911, period. I'll be very happy, period. I've asked the family to see you for ongoing follow-up and general well care. I would also be referring her to Lucille Packard Children's Hospital for more studies if needed, period. My final diagnosis, number one, oral allergy syndrome, number two, avoid any offending foods as discussed, offending foods like banana, avocado, and nutrition drink from Amazon. Number four, avoid any other fruits that she might feel is responsible for these kind of symptoms. Number five, as overall, I believe she should do very well, period. As always, I really appreciate your kindness and trust in asking me to see your patients with asthma and allergies. With warmest regards, end of dictation on patient Hulisa Roldan. Thank you.